So, I've been reading a lot more this week. I'm gonna make a reference to another reference, involving another reference. I was listening to the Radio Free Burrito podcast by Will Wheaton, and he was referencing Stephen King's On Writing, pointing out the passages that Mr. King wrote, talking about how if you don't have time to read, you don't have time to write. And I don't know if that's an exact literal quote, so a paraphrasing as far as I'm concerned. But I don't know, it bit something in me because since I listened to that episode Monday, I've read two complete books. Just, I don't know, poured into them and didn't stop. First one I read was The Ocean at the End of the Lane by Neil Gaiman. And the second one was a reread of Ender's Game by Orson Scott Card. Ocean at the End of the Lane first. So, fun read. If you like Neil Gaiman, this is pretty much exactly him. It's that kind of weird fae fantasy story, the secret stories, the hidden world of magic and mystery that children kind of have, that only children can kind of believe in, that type of thing. It's a really touching story. It goes really fast. I think it was just around 200 pages. And I don't know, I just really enjoyed it. It was refreshing. But since I read fantasy first, then I had to switch over to sci-fi next. And I was debating picking up a new book, but well, this past weekend I had caught some of the Ender Games. Bleh. This past weekend, I had caught some of Ender's Game, the movie, and it made me want to reread the book. Now, I'm gonna lightly touch on the fact that don't much care for Mr. Scott Card's very public opinion about his politics. I don't really want to give him any money anymore. But I already bought Ender's Game, so, well. Probably won't ever pick up the rest of the Ender Quintet, but the book itself is a good book, and I guess it's some of that. Do you look at the art from the artist even though you don't like the artist? I don't know, complicated. Now, don't want to get into it too much, but the story is fun. Well, it's not really so much fun as it's interesting. The concept of a child soldier and, what constitutes the limit of what you should do to save the world, what price is acceptable to pay, that type of thing. I don't know, it's interesting. I mean, it's kind of past the point of spoilers, but I'm not really going to go into spoiler territory other than it's interesting seeing the comparison between the novel and the movie, the simplification of a lot of the plot. To be fair, they did yank out an entire subplot, but only because, in terms of the movie by itself, it wouldn't really work. Whereas looking at the movie as a whole, no sequels, no trilogy, what they had done was nice. So, I'm gonna leave it at that. So, book report done. So, what's going on? Well, this is the first episode of The Hidden Grid since February. I have a job now. It's temporary work, but it's a job. Actually, furniture actually is where I work. The Brandon corporate office. It's interesting being in retail now. Granted, it's retail back end, but it's an interesting corporate space to be in. I have been in corporate world, in a corporate world or another, since about 2006, so almost 10 years now. I've been in accounts payable, accounts receivable, shared services, and kind of shared services is the back end to a mortgage division of a bank. But this is my first time in the retail backend, and it's really interesting looking at the mindset that retail has versus the rest of accounting. So it's all about what's selling, what's going to sell, what's moving, what's not moving, what's like items that might move, what's the word that my boss used? Despised inventory. Whereas accounts payable and accounts receivable was very cut and dry. We have these bills, these things got ordered by retail. We pay these bills, we are done. We get paid by these people for the bills they owe us, we're done. It was very clean cut. And it was all about productivity rather than, well, predicting. So it's kind of a bit of magic math now in terms of figuring out what we need to do, where we need to go. Hell, just the mindset difference between the use of paper. I remember with pretty much every job I've ever done, it's always been print as little paper as you can, just a few pages, a few sheets, only as much as needed, email the rest. Whereas with these retail team, the sales team, and I should mention they're like buddy-buddy up with the advertising, it's interesting seeing how much just paper they go through. Just how much they want to produce in terms of examples, of data sheets, of trends, of graphs. It's weird. It's a different mindset than what I'm used to. It's not a bad mindset, it's just different. So that's that. Job is going good though. Good people. Manager's been out for 2 weeks, but he's on his honeymoon. Looking forward to having my direct manager back next Monday, and not looking forward to the aneurysm he's gonna have with how much things changed in 2 weeks. But such as it goes. So that's work. Do I want to go into too much detail about everything else? The main reason I'm recording today, besides the whole book thing, is normally I would be recording an episode of Make an RPG podcast today. Thursday is my usual go-to day. The reason I'm not posting an episode of that today is because I'm in the middle of trying to learn Adobe InDesign, and I wanted to be able to give a better feedback on that when I was done with the initial lesson stuff, rather than halfway through. I feel like I'll be able to give a better view of the program at that point than right now. So that's why this exists. Oh, also I started a podcast called Make an RPG, in which I am trying to make an RPG to sell. It's going good so far. The whole reason I'm trying to learn InDesign right now is so I can actually make a good booklet to give out. Module 0.1, the kind of pre-module that is designed to kind of get things planned out, kind of get the initial concepts down, and test the waters in terms of other players and see what they like. So I think I'm going to try to do a few more of these more often. We'll see how long that lasts. No promises. But I want to try to talk a little bit about that in terms of the process from the outside and what impact it's having on my life. Because I'm trying to keep the podcast itself, the Make an RPG podcast, focused on the actual process and dealing with the process. And not so much the external impact it has on the day-to-day of my life. We'll see how that goes. It's only been about a month now, really, since we started. Maybe a little bit over a month. But it's going good. I'm happy with it. And I'm happy where I'm going with this. So we will talk about that in the future. But for now, this has been The Hidden Node, episode 65. And that's that. Bye-bye.